Today's scripture reading is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. We'll read this passage responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
今日经文系嚟自帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章一到八节。我哋会用启应方式，首先用英文启应方式，第二之后再用广东话启应方式回读。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, dear brothers and sisters, let us clarify some things about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and how we will be gathered to meet him.
Don't be so easily shaken or alarmed by those who say that the day of the Lord has already begun. Don't believe them, even if they claim to have a spiritual vision, a revelation, or a letter supposed from them.
Don't be fooled by what they say, for that day will not come until there is a great rebellion against God and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the one who brings destruction.
He will exalt himself and defy everything that people call God and every object of worship. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God.
Don't you remember that I told you about all this when I was with you?
And you know what's holding him back, for he was revealed only when his time comes.
For this lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way.
Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, but the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth, and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. 帖撒罗尼迦后书二章第一节，弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有言语或有是我们属实的日子将来到，也不要惊慌。人不拘用什么法子，你们总不能被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里，自称是神。我还在你们那里的时候，曾把这些事告诉你们，你们不记得么？现在你们也知道那阻拦他的是什么，是叫他到了的时候才可以显露。因为那不发的隐意已经发动，只是现在有一个阻拦的，等到那阻拦的被除去，那时这不法的人必显露出来，主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话语嘅人。
Pastor Wilson will bring us today's message. Who's to say what right and wrong is? Part 2.
陈牧师今日带俾我哋嘅信息个题目系谁为正与错定？
Good morning.
各位早晨。
We are ending our series on the letters to the Thessalonians.
咁我哋差唔多完结帖撒罗尼迦后书嘅讲章。
And we've hit a portion of the second letter that's rather difficult in vocabulary.
咁我哋讲紧系一段嘅经文咧，系嗰啲字眼系好难明白嘅。
But its central message is pretty clear.
但嗰個中心嘅信息其實好簡單。
And this is a part two of a two-part sermon on verses 1-8.
咁我哋今日所講嘅係第一至到第八節嘅第二部分。
And so last time we did look at two passages, 1 John 2:18 and the text that you just read.
咁上一次我哋睇到兩段嘅經文，第一段係約翰一書嘅第二章，然後另一段就係我哋今日所睇到嘅。
And if you recall from last time, there's a spiritual force at work in the world presently between the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ.
我哋上一次講到喺基督嘅第一次同埋第二次再嚟之間，咁有一個靈或者一個力量喺度發動緊。
And that's a period of time that the Bible calls the last days.
聖經形容呢段時間為末後嘅日子。
Now, from the first appearance of Christ on earth, remember, that's why we celebrate Christmas, the incarnation, to the second appearing, there's a spirit that John, in 1 John 2:18, talks about.
咁約翰喺約翰一書第二章提到基督嘅第一次，即係好似我哋慶祝聖誕節咁樣，至到第二次嘅再嚟之間，有個靈喺度工作。
John calls that the Antichrist.
约翰称呼佢为敌基督嘅人。
Paul, who wrote our text today, the letters to the Thessalonians, calls it the power of lawlessness.
而保罗就称呼佢为不法嘅人。
So this is going to have multiple manifestations in life.
咁喺呢个地上边，佢有唔同嘅显现嘅方法。
And Paul says it's already at work in the world.
保罗话佢已经喺呢个世界上边去工作紧。
And John says in 1 John 2 that there are numerous manifestations and embodiments. So he says basically the same thing.
而约翰亦都讲到佢有唔同嘅彰显嘅方法显现出嚟。
But near the end, before Christ comes back, there's going to be a kind of final appearance.
咁但系做末后嘅日子，当基督再翻嚟之前，佢有一个最后嘅显现。
There's going to be a grand appearance, if you will.
咁係一個好大嘅顯現。
And that's what we're told from the Word of God.
神嘅話語係咁樣講我哋聽。
Now, this is a biblical doctrine that helps us. It's not something that is, for the ivory tower.
咁呢個咧啊，唔係我哋淨係望嘅，而係呢啲嘅教義係能夠幫助我哋。
It helps you and I, right, as we live life, to understand what it means to face life.How are you going to face life?
是能够帮助我们怎样去面对生命所发生的事情。
Because certainly we live in a world that, there are a lot of problems.
因为我们活在这个世界很多问题。
And so, even though the Bible gives us limited information concerning the Antichrist,
纵使圣经给我们看到关于这个敌基督的人，他的资讯其实不是很多。
We would be remiss.If we didn't take it seriously and look at it attentively.
咁但係如果我哋唔係好留心去睇嘅時候咧，我哋可能遺失好多。
So, 2 Thessalonians 2 tells us about the Antichrist, the power of lawlessness.
帖撒羅尼迦後書第二章呢度講到呢個不法嘅人。
But thanks be to God, it also tells us the solution or the healing from that power of lawlessness.
讲到呢个不法嘅佢嘅能力，但系亦都感谢神，佢都提到喺当中嘅点样去医治佢。
So we've already seen some of what the Antichrist is, and we went through that last time. So this time we're going to focus more on the power and the solution, the healing to lawlessness.
上次我哋都提到呢个敌基督嘅，咁今日我哋会主要系关于讲到呢个不法嘅佢嘅能力同埋点样可以根治。
Victoria, you can turn up slide 2. Thank you so much. Remember, as we stated a week ago, lawlessness in this text is not disobedience in the sense that I know it's wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway.
记得上个礼拜我们提到这个不法的并不是代表说不顺服，就好像说我知道是对，但我都是这样做了。
No, lawlessness that we're translated here in English again, in many translations, in lawlessness. Lawlessness is saying, who's to say what's right and wrong? Who?
不法的意思, 我们翻译出来, 其实就是讲到, 是哪一个可以定对还是错呢?
Lawlessness is the prevalent secular view of our world today.
不法的,它就是今天世界很流行的世俗的看法。
Our world says it's nonsense to consider an eternal moral natural law.
这个世界说要去考虑这个永恒的道德的或者是自然的法律是可笑的。
And as you'll see on slide 3, lawlessness is saying my feelings are supreme. That's what I consider rather than an external law.
不法的意思就是说我的感受才是最重要。 我们不需要去想其他外在的法律。
And as you see on the slide there, you know it's contrary to the Christian understanding of moral law.
这个是跟我们基督徒对于道德律法的看法是完全相违背。
And St. Thomas Aquinas said this, an unjust law is a human law that is not rooted in eternal law and natural law.
这个圣多马斯他说一个不公义的 律法就是一个人的律法,
if you're a follower of Jesus, if you call yourself a Christian, you respect the eternal law of God.
如果你是基督徒,
now, sin is the secret power of lawlessness. Sin is the part of us, you and I. Right, we have sin, a sin nature. Sin is part of us that says, who needs God? Who needs Him? Who needs the eternal law? I can do life.
罪都是我们自己的一部分。这个罪都说,哪一个需要神呢?哪一个需要这些永恒的律法呢?
I know how to do life better than God. Who is God to say what's right and wrong?
你说我没了神我都做得很好,哪一个可以告诉我什么是对,什么是错呢?
And that's lived out in many nuances, as you and I know today. Just ask people on Main Street.
这个我们在街上,大大小小的事情上都可以看得到。
And that is what sin is made of. I'm God, not the Lord, I'm God.
罪就是说我自己就是神,不是一些律法。
And that is the spirit of lawlessness.
这个就是那个不法的,他的灵。
It's what Paul calls here the mystery of iniquity, or immorality, or evil.
就是保罗所说的罪孽的奥秘,或者是不道德,或者是邪恶。
And what's startling in our text is verse 4. Victoria, if you could show verse 4 again. The man of lawlessness hates what's at the center of the temple and tabernacle of God.
第四节会讲到说,这个不法的,很憎恨这个圣殿里面的中心那样东西。
And he replaces God and puts himself there at the center.
他将他自己放在圣殿的当中,去取代了那件物件。
And do you remember what we said last time? About the center of the temple of God in the Old Testament?
记得上次我们讲到在旧约圣经里面神的圣殿的中心是什么呢?
If you go to any temple today or shrine, what do you see at the center? If you go like the Muslim mosque, what do you see at the center?
如果你去到任何的庙宇或者神龛中间是什么呢?
It's usually a picture, an image of some deity.
通常就是你那个殿宇所敬拜的那个神子。
But in contrast, what's at the center of the temple or tabernacle of the living God of Israel in the Old Testament?
但在旧约圣经里面以色列人的圣殿或者是会幕的中间是什么呢?
God instructed Israel, his people, to put a piece of furniture at the center of the temple.
神指示以色列人将一件好似家私咁嘅嘢摆喺中间。
And that piece of furniture pointed to a grand event.
呢件家具就系指向一件好大件嘅事情。
And of course, that box, the Ark of the Covenant, contained the stone tablets, the Ten Commandments that Moses brought down from God from the mountain.
呢个约柜当中系载住神喺十在西奈山上边所颁布的十诫的两块法版。
That was in that box. The Ten Commandments was in that box.
这个十诫就在这个约柜入边。
And on top of the box was a golden slab that was sprinkled with blood of an unblemished animal.
十诫法约柜的上边就是一个金的宝座，你祭司会将这个无瑕疵的动物的宝的血撒在上面。
And we're told in the Old Testament that the high priest, on behalf of God's people, sprinkled the blood on that golden slab on top of that box containing the law of God.
这个大祭司去代表神的子民，将这个动物的血是撒在这个施恩座的上面。
That was pointing to an event, an appeasement, an atonement.That God would enable God to be present with His people.
这个举动就是指向这个赎罪的事情，是为了神的子民，是使到神是息怒气。
And of course, that event pointed the worshippers to that great event of redemption, restoration to this fallen, sinful world.
也都是将这个使这个敬拜神的人去指向一件更大的事情，就是将来的救赎。
Or to simply put it, it taught the people substitution, sacrifice, and most importantly, one's life given for another.
就是被人看到这个代赎，这个牺牲，由一个生命去取代另一个生命。
Now, lawlessness in contrast shows us the exact opposite.
但这个不法和刚才所说的是完全的相反。
And I get this from a Tim Keller sermon. Lawlessness replaces that, or Keller coins the phrase, your life for me.
Tim Keller 牧师在当中讲到就是说，这件事就是说你的生命是给我。
That is sin. Your life for mine.
这个就是罪了，就是讲到说你的生命给了我。
That's disobedience to the law of God.
这个完全是违背神的律法。
Because the law says the opposite. Lay down your life for others.
因为神的律法说你要将你的生命是为了其他人而摆低。
The law of God says don't look to your own needs. Look to the needs of others.
神的律法说不要看自己的需要，看别人的需要。
And lawlessness dismisses that.
但是这个不法的就完全去忽略这件事。
Lawlessness, which is what the world's worldview is today, is what I feel matters.
因为不法的他说什么呢？好像今天世界所说的话，我的感受才是最重要。
I like the way Tim Keller...uses an illustration here to explain that. In this world, he says, in almost every society, cannibalism is shunned.
Tim Keller 牧师他这样说过，他说在世界上每一个的社会里面，他们不会是同类相食的。
And Keller says, what is cannibalism?
你同类相食是什么意思呢？
It's hell.
就好像地狱一样。
It's literally your life for mine.
就是说你的生命要给了我。
And of course, we don't like genocide either, right?
当然我们都不喜欢种族的灭绝。
That's where one ethnic group actually comes in, literally takes power and wealth and replaces.
就是说一个种族的人来到另一个种族的里面去将你的能力将你的所有的东西都拿走。
Or to continue that refrain, your life for mine.
说我要拿走你的生命，你的生命给了我。
We just kick you out. So what is your land? We kick you out.
我将你去从这个地上去踢走。
We wipe you out.
我们去歼灭你。
We take what was yours, and now it's mine.
我將你曾經擁有嘅嘢去攞咗，而家係屬於我噶啦。
We take your land. We take your influence. We take these things and give it to us.
我攞走你嘅土地，我攞走曬你嘅影響力，你有嘅嘢都攞走曬。
That's cannibalism.
呢個就係同類相食嘅意思。
And you say, "Oh, how awful! We're modern types. We don't do that."
我哋呢啲現代嘅人，我哋唔會咁樣做嘅。
Do you realize the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1 says that the very essence of sin is ingratitude?
保罗喺罗马书第一章所讲嘅就系话罪嘅最重要嗰样嘢就系话唔感恩。
Think about that. Do you know what ingratitude is?
唔感恩嘅意思系乜嘢咧
？You've given me something.But I still continue your life for mine.
就係話啊，你俾咗一啲嘢啊，但係咧，我繼續要想要多啲，我要攞埋你嘅生命俾埋我。
I take you, I use you.
我將我喺你裏邊去攞嘢，然後咧，我去利用你。
You know, if you don't pay a fair wage or take advantage of someone and not pay them what they're due, that's being not grateful.
如果你唔將一個公平嘅薪水去俾嗰個人，或者係你佢做咗嘅嘢，你唔去為佢去付出嘅時候，呢個對佢哋就係對你嚟講係唔感恩。
What you're doing is you're practicing your life for mine。
你所做嘅就係話你嘅生命俾咗我。
God says the opposite. Depict that the core of the temple, my life for yours.
但神在这个圣殿里面中央所给我们看到的就是刚刚的相反神说我的生命去给了你
And the mystery God gave the Israelites in their temple is the same one he gives us today
神去给以色列人所看到的就是我们今天所看到
It really hasn't changed
没什么改变过
And this mystery was supposed to be at the work in the life of Israel and the life now in the church
这个的奥秘应该是在以色列人的当中和今天教会的当中去工作的。
It was opposed to what was celebrated about the Hittites and the Amorites, right? Those non-Israelites in ancient Near East.
这个是当时客人和阿摩利人他们去敌挡以色列人所做的。
Right, for those who are familiar with the Old Testament, the Amorites were the people that were obstructing the Israelites to get into the promised land.
阿摩利人在当时当以色列人要进入这个应许之地的时候阿摩利人去阻挡他们。
And this mystery was made present to God's people in the rite of the tabernacle and the temple.
如果那个奥秘是在神叫以色列人去建立这个会幕的当中去给他们看到。
It was the mystery from God upon which all life proceeds.
这个奧秘是由神那裡出來而是所有的生命也是由那裡出來
We never outgrow it
這個完全不會過時的
It's there at the root of all things good
這個是那所有好的東西的根源
It's the mystery of God saying my life for yours
神去講這個奧秘就是說神的生命是給了你
So as you see on slide 4 at the heart of the tabernacle temple As you read that in the Old Testament, is the event. And that event is a sacrifice.
好像在这个会幕和在这个圣殿当中的一件事件，个事件就是这个牺牲。
And a sacrifice, as you very well know, is someone laying down life that others might live.
就是说有一位去将他的生命摆低，以致其他人可以去存活。
And at that heart of that temple tabernacle, God was saying to us, I want to show you my essence, the root of all things.
在那裡神去給我們看到我要給你看到那個生命中最重要的東西和所有萬事的根源。
God was showing us the nature of reality.
神去給我們看到那個實質的現實的一面。
Or to put it another way, the mystery of life, as Paul puts it.
就好似保罗所讲嘅生命嘅奥秘。
God says it's the mystery of grace of who I am.
神话呢个系恩典嘅奥秘，我系边一个
？Or to put it in Tim Keller's words, my life for yours.
就好似 Tim Keller 牧師所講嘅，就話我嘅生命去俾咗你，為咗你嘅生命。
You see, the central mystery of the world is there's, it's in the center, right there, in the tabernacle temple. It's in the center where that is pointing to an event.
呢個世界中央嗰個奧秘就係指向呢個舊約聖經裏邊嘅會幕或者係聖殿。
And God is telling us that's the central reality of both creation and recreation, redemption.
是創造和救贖的 重點。
Let me bring it home to you. There's not a child. Hear me. There's not a child in this world who's alive. Who's alive except by the truth, my life for yours.
在这个世界上面，每一个出生的儿童都是因着有另一位去对他讲话。
Right.
我的生命去给了你。
The child's mother, some poor woman, had to lay down her life for months in order to bear the child.
这个孩子的母亲，她要将她的生命是给出来，是要去怀孕，去有这个孩子。
Think about that. The mother had to literally lay down in pain in order to actually give birth.
佢要瞓低去，系经历个痛苦，以致佢能够去生育。
No child in this world has any physical life except for this truth, my life for yours.
冇一个细路仔系并冇经历过呢个真理，就系话我嘅生命去俾咗你。
You see, for a season of time, the mother's life is engulfed with the baby's nursing and raising.
而呢一段時間，這個母親的生命亦都係完全係包含喺呢個細路仔嘅裏邊。
And yes, to some extent, the father is involved.
咁喺某程度上邊，呢個父親都有參與當中。
Because both mother and father lay down their hard-earned money to spend on their newborn children.
因為父母都要去努力去賺錢去養育佢嘅孩子。
They make the sacrifice.
佢將佢哋要犧牲。
To spend.Not on themselves, but on the children, the babies.
他们为他们的孩子要作出牺牲。
It's my life for yours.
就是说我的生命去给了你。
Though, of course, we're sinners, so it's tainted and imperfect. But nevertheless, it's done.
纵使当中是有不完美、有瑕疵，但是我们就是这样做。
And continuing on that scenario, no child has any emotional health except some adult or adults continually, that they continually in life say, my life for yours.
而繼續下來就是說每一個小孩子他的健康他的情感上面的健康都是因為有大人是付出時間在他們的生命裡面。
Several years.
是很多年的時間。
They put aside comfort like,For example, if you have newborns, a good night's rest.
他们要将他们的舒适去拿走，譬如如果你是个小孩子刚出世的时候，他们夜晚都没有搞好睡。
Later, the parents play, read, stimulate their children. Think of ways, sacrificially, to raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
而父母也记得继续要花时间去跟小孩子去玩，去跟他读书，去刺激他的思考或者成长。
That's why in marriage counseling I tell the couple that, yeah, usually it, when you're first married, it's more or less the same, you know, before you're married, after. But once you have children, it's a different world.
咁我哋所以对喺婚姻辅导里边咧，都同啲新婚夫未婚夫妇会讲话。当你生病的时候呢，没什么分别，但是当你有小孩的时候呢，这个是完全不同的世界。
Because your life routine is radically different.
因为你生命的很多的程序已经不同了。
And what you're actually doing is working out in some small way, my life for yours.
你所做的就是刚才所说的，就是我的生命去给了你。
And do you realize that's a foretaste of heaven?
这个就是好像天堂的预先的上到天堂。
Because heaven is coming into relationships in a community where everyone's redeemed. Everyone is saying, my money, my energy, my time is yours.
就是好像在任何关系里面，就是说我的金钱、我的时间、我的体力都去为你去付上，这个就好像天堂。
and the other person do the same thing back to you. That's heaven. That's heaven.
而另一個人會對你講同一樣嘅嘢嘅時候，呢個就好似係天堂一樣。
Physical life proceeds on the basis of that and only that, right?
呢個有肉體嘅生命係喺基於咁樣去繼續去進展。
Again, let me be clear. Laying down one's life for another—that's the reality.
一位嘅生命去放低，為咗另一個擺上。
Of course, that's very hard for us to practice, right? Because we're sinners. That's our default mode: selfishness, sinful nature. That's who we are.
但係我哋嘅係罪人，我哋嘅罪性嚇仍然喺我哋裏邊，所以我哋好難會做到咁樣。
But thanks be to God.
但係感謝神。
Through God's miraculous grace, it can be different.
藉住神嘅恩典，奇妙嘅恩典，我哋可以有唔同。
And so, if that's a foretaste of heaven, what's a foretaste of hell?
如果嗰個頭先所講嘅係一個預先嚐到天堂嘅滋味嘅時候，咁預先嚐到地獄又係點樣咧？
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out, right? It's the opposite.
呢個就係完全相反。
It's the spirit of the Antichrist.
呢個就係敵擋基督嘅靈。
It's your life for mine.
就係話你嘅生命俾咗我。
But thanks be to God that that secret power of creation redemption is the counter. It's the medicine. It's the remedy for that.
但係感謝神，神嘅創造同埋救贖就係對頭先呢樣嘢嘅一個解決嘅辦法。
Because Jesus is the sacrifice that the core temple furniture box and event was pointing to.
因為耶穌基督就係呢個約櫃所講嘅犧牲。
And when Jesus came to earth, he was always talking about the law.
当耶稣来到这个世界上面的时候，他经常讲到神的律法。
Do you remember in Matthew 3, when John the Baptist is talking to Jesus?
你记得在马太福音第三章，这个施洗的约翰跟耶稣讲嘢的时候讲什么呢？
And John the Baptist says to Jesus, why? Why, Jesus, do you need to be baptized?
施洗約翰對耶穌話：點解你要被洗呢？
And what does Jesus respond to John?
咁耶穌點樣回答施洗約翰？
To fulfill all righteousness.
佢話一行諸般嘅義。
See, Jesus was thinking about the law. He thinks about the law all the time.
因為耶穌基督經常係想住神嘅律法。
That means Jesus knew the law, the eternal law. It had demands upon us.
即係話，耶穌基督知道呢個律法，呢個永恆嘅律法係對我哋係有要求嘅。
Jesus doesn't come and say, "Guess what? You know the law is not important."
耶穌唔係嚟到話，哦，你知唔知呢個律法唔重要㗎
？Jesus doesn't say, "Oh, just be sincere."
耶穌唔係話你要做真誠嘅人咁就夠啦。
No, as you'll see on slides 5 and 6, Paul, the letter to the Galatians, makes it absolutely clear.Paul, in Galatians 4:4-5, says this in New King James Version, But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Verse 5, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
保罗在加拉太书第4:4-5，他们那里所讲的话，及至时候满足。神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
And as you'll see on the next slide, slide 6, 2 Corinthians 5:21, which again is a very famous verse that you've probably heard a zillion times in sermons, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
又是哥林多后书第5:21，他说神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And theologians call that the wonderful exchange.
神学家称呼这件事为一个很精彩的交换。
Or to put it another way, as we've been doing it in the refrain, my life for you.
就是我们刚才一路所讲的话，我的生命是给了你。
And that's what Jesus did.
呢个就系耶稣所讲，耶稣所做嘅。
You see, if God had tried to create an image in the temple, what would have it been like?
如果神要做一个形象是放在这个圣殿的里面，会是什么呢？
Right, because an image is limited, right? Picture is limited.
任何的形象都是有限的。
Would it have been like a joyful, loving face there?
会不会是一个很开心、很喜乐的面孔呢？
Well, that would have left out his holiness and his justice, right? It wouldn't have been depicted in that picture.
那就不会表示到神的圣洁和公义。
Would he have had a holy, just look on his face?
又或者会不会只是有一个很圣洁、一个很公义的面孔在上面呢？
Well, that would have left out his love and grace, right?
那就不会看到他的爱和恩典。
Would have been a wise, wise face.
会不会是一个好像很有智慧的面孔呢？
No. Right, that's why God says, you don't need a picture in the sanctuary. You don't need a picture.
不会。所以神说在这个圣殿的里面，你不需要有任何的象征 形象或者是像。
Only an event, my life for yours, shows the incredible holiness, the tremendous love, the unfathomable wisdom of God.
就是只有单单是一个约柜这个指向那件事情，就给我们看到神这个完全的圣洁，祂的几大的爱，和一个几深无可测度的智慧。
And as our text tells us, 2 Thessalonians 2, the secret power of lawlessness, sin, utterly hates that.
刚才的经文给我们看到这个不法的，它的这个隐密的力量，它是很憎恨这件事。
If your life today is ruled by your life for mine, or selfishness, hell begins now.
如果今天你的生命是被你的自私去掌控的时候呢，这个地狱就是开始了。
You'll hate the law of God.
因为你会憎恨神的律法。
You would care less about obeying the law of God.
你不会关心要怎样去遵守神的律法。
But if you today look at Jesus, what he's done for you, my life for yours, you will see he satisfied the law for you.
如果你今天看到耶稣基督为你所做的，他的生命去给了你的时候，你看到耶稣基督去成全了这个律法。
And through faith in the person work of Jesus, you're forgiven, and you will come to accept and love the law like Jesus did.
而藉着信心你去接受的时候，你就得到饶恕，得到宽恕，你就会开始去爱神的律法。
So this passage that I've just explained tells us the mystery of iniquity.
这段经文给我们看到这个罪孽的奥秘。
But it also tells us how we can be healed in this life from lawlessness.
同时间给我们看到在我们的生命里面，我们怎样能够从这件事里面得到医治。
So how?
怎样呢？
It says the man of lawlessness in verse 8is destroyed by the splendor of Jesus' coming.
第八节他说这个不法的会被耶稣基督再降临的时候的荣光所摧毁。
Thank you so much. If you could, let's see. If you could shine up, Victoria, if you could shine up, verse 8.
我再看一下第八节。
And look at the end, the splendor of his coming. That's the solution. That's the healing.
降临的荣光，这个就是那个解决的办法。
You see, you and I need to be healed of the secret power of lawlessness.
我们要从这个不法的当中去得到医治。
Because it's at work in you, it's at work in me, and it's at work in the world.
因为这个不法的在你和我中间去工作，也都在这个世界里面去作工。
So we shouldn't be sitting around trying to figure out who or what the Antichrist is.
所以我们不应该就是坐在这里去拗晒头，究竟这个敌挡基督是哪一个。
As you see on slide 7, we're supposed to look and see if we're so influenced by this lawlessness power.
而是我们要去看看究竟我们有多少被这个不法的去影响。
And the key is this, will it still be there at the end?
最重要就是说到这个最后的时候，这件事是不是还在我们的里面呢？
Because it's going to constantly gnaw at you. It's going to constantly influence you in this life, even if you're a Christian.
因为纵使你是基督徒，这件事会不断地去影响你。
And all destructiveness that you and I experience in this fallen world comes from it.
而你同我喺呢个破落嘅世界里边不断紧经历嘅破碎，都系由呢样嘢嗰度嚟。
And so, I think you'd agree with me. It'd be important to know how. How can you be healed from lawlessness?
所以好重要嘅就系要问我哋点样从呢个不法当中去得到吓，从佢里边可以被医治。
First, simply admit you are lawless.
首先你要承认你就系不法。
It's a subtle thing.The secret power of lawlessness is your life or mine, but we act that out constantly.
这个是很微妙，我们很难去看到，但是在生命里面不断的出现。
We use people just to get ahead in the world.
我们利用人，以致我们在这个世界里面得到好处。
You know, I've noticed as I've gotten older, that you battle cynicism. You know, when you get old like me, you say, what's the use?Cynicism.
我哋越年纪越长嘅时候咧，我哋会更加系好似犬儒主义一样，我哋会谂，哦，咁样做仲有咩用处咧
？Let me unpack that for you. At first, you might be very eager, right, to meet with people, lay down your life for people.
例如好多好似开始嘅时候咧，你好乐意去同人去相处，去迎见人。
You're willing to open up and share your life and your struggles.And the fierce battle for your soul of others.
你願意去敞開你的生命，去俾人睇到你生命當中嘅掙扎。
But as the years go on, you get tired.
但係一路落嚟嘅時候咧，你又會覺得好疲倦。
And you start to say, "What's the use? You know, people come to church, people leave."
咁你就會睇到話啊，仲有咩用處咧？啲人又嚟又走。
People come to New York, they leave.
啲人嚟到紐約，跟住佢哋又走。
Right, they just here for a few years and they move on.
咁佢嚟幾年，跟住佢哋就會去第二度繼續佢生活。
People that have laid down our lives to leave us, they go elsewhere.
呢啲我哋為佢哋去將我哋生命去敞開嘅時候，佢哋會離開我哋，去走去第二度。
And so all this that I do sacrificially is hard to start afresh again and again and again and again.
所以我不斷地為這些人去所做的犧牲所做的事都好像不斷地重複地做。
Because what's the use? The people just leave anyway.
那有什麼用呢?那些人都走了。
I'm tired.
好累了。
Tired of opening my heart and getting scorched.
我很累了,我不想再打開我的心去讓人去。
That's just too much work.
實在是要花很多的心機。
We have to admit.Our lawlessness dwelling in us.
你会承认咁样就系嗰个不法嘅喺我哋生命里边去工作紧。
Or you might be suffering from burnout.
又或者你系觉得已经精疲力竭啦。
You're saying, "Oh, I'm up in age now. I'm giving myself to others maybe too much."
咁你话我而家已经年纪大咗啦，我可能已经系为其他人做得太多啦。
Right, in the past, I've hardly ever said no to anyone.
我以往我很少去拒絕人的要求。
Well, that peril is maybe you haven't learned to draw the line to care about your own spiritual well-being as well.
咁可能你亦都係因為你冇好清楚嘅去界定點樣去照理好你自己屬靈嘅生命。
Because you need to ask yourself why are you acting as if you're the savior?
你要問自己點解你會咁樣做咧？你係咪做出嚟係好似你自己係嗰個救主咁樣咯
？Do you need others to need you so that you feel better about yourself？
你係咪要使人去覺得係需要你，以致你會覺得好啲咧
？That also is a subtle form of lawlessness。
呢個亦都係不法嘅一種嘅表現嘅方法。
Because you're really not sacrificing for them. You're just you want them to need you。
因為你並唔係真係為佢哋。去作出犧牲，你只不過想佢哋係需對你係有需要。
That's a subtle power of lawlessness.
呢個就係不法嗰種好微妙嘅能力。
Right, the Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, puts himself in the temple, in the center.
呢個敵基督嘅不法嘅人，佢將自己擺喺神嘅殿嘅中央。
He throws away the Ark of the Covenant.
佢將呢個約櫃去攞走。
He throws away the mercy seat.
佢將呢個施恩座攞走。
He throws away all these things and he puts himself there.
將你所有嘅嘢都攞走，然後將自己擺喺中間。
That's what we do, all of us. In some way or another, we do that.
我哋每一个人都系其实系做紧呢样嘢。
And we put ourselves in the place of the sacrifice.
我哋将我自己去取代咗嗰个牺牲。
How's that so? Well, of course it differs because we're all different, right?
咁我哋点解会点样做出嚟嘅咧？我哋每一个人都会唔同。
But here's one way that maybe you struggle with.
咁但以下所讲可能就係你挣扎緊嘅其中一个方向。
How do you receive constructive criticism?
你点样去接受别人对你嘅批评呢？
How do you do that?
你点样做呢？
We view our reputation very highly, right?
我哋对于我哋嘅声誉名誉睇得好重。
Your reputation, your appearance before others has becomeYour salvation.
你的声誉，你在别人面前是怎样表现出来，成为了你自己的救恩。
And in a subtle way, when you're hurt by criticism, it shows that you're replacing what's in the center of the temple.
如果有人是用如果你因为某人对你的批评而受到伤害的时候，你就是将你自己是放在这个圣殿的中间。
You're giving in to the spirit of lawlessness.
你就是对这个不法的灵是投降。
What happens when you lose a lot of money?
当你失去很多金钱的时候，那又怎么样
呢？ What is your reaction when a romance crumbles?
当有一个爱情的关系是破碎的时候，你又怎么反应呢？
What happens when you don't get the job you want?
如果你得不到想有那个职业，那又怎么样呢？
Does the secret power of lawlessness take over?
你个不法嘅灵系咪系喺当中系掌权呢？
Are you more than disappointed?
你系咪更加系失望呢？
Do you feel like it's not even worth trying?
你咪觉得系唔再值得要去尝试呢？
It's because you, like a lot of us, take the temple of God and put yourself there at the center.
因为你和我们都很多人都是将我们自己是放在神的殿的中间。
And you become your own salvation.
你成为你自己的救赎。
And all of the problems of your lives come from that fact.
而你生命当中所有的问题都由在那里去出来。
And so the first step is you have to admit you struggle with this lawlessness power.
所以首先你要承认你是在这个不法的灵的能力当中，你是有挣扎。
You have to see it's there and admit it.
你要承认这件事是在那里。
But as you'll see on slide 8, secondly, how do you deal with it?
第二就是我们怎样去应对呢？
Again, it's not by trying harder. You don't beat yourself up.
不是只是更加努力的尝试就够。
But the answer is in verse 8. It's the splendor. The splendor.The splendor of Jesus that destroys the power of lawlessness.
个答案系喺第八节，就系耶稣基督嘅荣光去摧毁呢个不法嘅能力。
You don't just put yourself in a corner and say, "Oh, I shouldn't be worried. I shouldn't be worried. I shouldn't be worried."
你唔系净系企喺度话啊，我唔应该要担心，我唔应该要担心。
Instead, you say, "Look at what Jesus has done for me."
你是要讲话，你睇下耶稣基督为我所做嘅系乜嘢
？Look at the Old Testament. Look at the temple. Look at that event. What it's pointing to.
去睇下呢个圣殿，睇下呢个当中所指向嘅救赎。
Look at the one who destroys the mystery of sin and iniquity.
去睇下嗰位去摧毁罪、摧毁呢个罪孽。
Look at the mystery of God's grace. That's the thing that destroys the mystery of sin.
去睇下神嘅恩典嘅奥秘，嗰个去摧毁咗呢个罪嘅奥秘。
Look and say, why am I trying to be my own salvation?
你要问自己点解我要好似自己做自己嘅救主咁样咧
？Why am I so worried that God's not going to take care of me?
点解我要担心神要去照顾我
？Well, you're not really.Looking at the splendor, the beauty of Jesus.
因为你并冇睇到耶稣基督嗰个荣美嘅荣光。
You might think you are, but you're really not.
你以为你系，但系其实你唔系睇紧。
And the mystery of sin has you by the throat. It's got you against the wall by the throat.
而呢个罪就好似揸捉紧住你嘅喉咙一样。
But that will begin to recede as you see the splendor of what Jesus did for you.
但如果你睇到耶稣基督为你所做嘅嗰所发出嘅荣光嘅时候，呢个能力就会系消失。
Right, the reason that the man of lawlessness is lawless is because he wants to replace God, right?
这个不法的之所谓不法呢，就是因为他想取代神。
And if you see you have been accepted, if you see Jesus laying down his life for you, you can look at the law now and not be upset by it.
但如果你看到你是被耶稣基督所接受，耶稣基督为你的生命去付上的时候，你就能够去看着这个律法而不会觉得是不开心。
You see, if you read the Sermon on the Mount,which I think some of you will be doing in your fellowship groups this fall. If you read the Sermon on the Mount and the Ten Commandments wrongly, you'll hate it. You'll hate what's there.
如果你读这个登山宝训的时候呢，或者你看十诫的时候呢，你可能会，如果你不是正确这样看的时候呢，你可能会很憎恨这些经文。
Because you'll be guilty. You'll feel guilty because you can't live up to that.
因为你会觉得内疚，为什么内疚？因为你话并不能够做到当中所讲的。
And you'll say, I hate feeling guilty, and you'll dismiss it.
你就会觉得，哎，我很不喜欢感觉到内疚，并且呢，你就转向，你不再看它了。
But did you know, that's a great test. That's a great way to know whether or not the splendor of the Lord is really operating in your very life.
但这个正正就是一个测试，就是测试着神耶稣基督的荣光是不是在你生命里面工作着。
Look at his beauty, look at what he's done. I'm accepted, I'm received despite who I am.
你看着耶稣基督为你所做的，你知道你被神去接受。
I don't have to be afraid. I can look at the law. Yes, I'm not perfect. Yes, I don't meet that standard.But thanks be to God, Jesus has for me.
我们不需要害怕，我们看着，可以看着个律法，我们知道我们不能够做到，我不是完美，但我知道耶稣基督为我做了，我已经是被接受。
And now, I want to follow him and be like him. He loves the law.
然后现在我可以去跟随他，我可以好像他这样，我可以去跟随律法。
You'll see this on slide 9, to love the law,To delight in the law is a way you know that the splendor of what Jesus did on the cross is working in your life.
去爱这个律法，去喜爱神的律法，就是让我们看到我们是有耶稣基督的荣光在我们生命里面。
You're not always feeling guilty or feeling cast down.
你不会觉得失败，你不会觉得内疚。
You don't hate the idea that God's telling you how to live.
你不会觉得神告诉你要怎样生活这件事是不好的。
Again, that's the way to know whether or not you really see the splendor of God.
这个就是一个方法，我们看到神的荣光是不是在我们生命里面。
And if it's not in your life, you know what will happen? You'll resent the law.
如果不是的时候，你就会去不喜欢这个律法。
And you won't bother to even read it.
你甚至乎不想去看它。
Let me end by saying this.We live in a day and age, a lawless day and age, as you know, as I've said in the introduction.
我们活在一个不法的世界。
And so 100 years ago, you didn't need accountability groups. But today, because of lawlessness, you do.
咁喺100年前，我们不需要讲到话彼此去负责，但是今天我们活在不法的时代，我们需要。
That's one of the reasons we always nudge you.To be part of your small group here.
So we 经常鼓励你要参加小组
Because you need to connect with people of the faith who care about you and you're willing to be accountable.
因为你要同其他同你有同样信仰的人去彼此去联系，要彼此去负责。
You see, back then, 100 years ago, you didn't really need that. You know why? Because life did that for you.
以前的日子，100年前，他们不需要这样做。为什么呢？因为他们的生命就自然这样做。
You know, at least the civil and moral law was paid attention to.
因为有这个道德的律法，我们是经常会看到。
100 years ago, you knew you couldn't live any way you wanted.
100年前人知道啊，你唔可以任意去过任何嘅生活。
Because if you're an upstanding person, you know you had obligations. You had obligations as a citizen, obligations as a human being, obligations as a brother or sister of the faith, obligations as a husband or wife. You knew that.
因为你知道喺呢个社会作为一个公民，你有责任作为父母，你有责任作为配偶，你都知道对彼此有责任。
That's why it's so hard as a young person to grow up today. Because you know what the society is saying to them, to you? You know what they're saying?
所以今日嘅日子，年青人去成长是很困难，因为你知唔知呢个世界对佢哋讲乜嘢咧？
They hear this loud and clear all the time. It's up to you how you feel. It's up to you.
因为佢哋成日对佢哋讲话，呢个完全是赖于你的感受、感觉是怎样。
That's why you need accountability groups today.
所以你今日要有一组嘅人要系彼此负责。
So you need to go find friends.Find friends who are Christians, who are committed Christians.
你要找这些朋友，这些朋友是基督徒，这些是委身的基督徒。
And be willing to say to each other, I have a lawless heart.
然后要彼此愿意去讲话，我的心好像不法一样。
And even though I'm a Christian, I forget that Jesus is in the center of the temple.
纵使我是基督徒，我都忘记了耶稣基督才是这个圣殿的中心。
I forget the gospel. I hate the law.
我忘记这个福音，我憎恨这个律法。
But I feel guilty about it, and I'm unhappy about it.
但我觉得不开心，我觉得内疚。
So please help me be accountable in the Christian life.
所以请在我的基督徒的生命里面去帮助我，彼此负责。
Help me to look at the splendor of Jesus.
帮我看到耶稣基督的荣光。
Remind me of that.Help me to delight in Him.
提醒我怎样在耶稣基督里面去喜乐。
You need that in a lawless society.
我们在这个不法的社会，我们需要。
Do you have friends like that?
你有没有一些朋友是这样的呢？
Friends you could come talk to, hold you accountable, that care about you.
一些是关心你，去与你负责的朋友。
Look for them! Look for them!
去找这些朋友。
Scripture makes it absolutely clear you need accountability in relationships, in a gospel community. You need it.
圣经讲得很清楚，在一个福音的社群里面，你需要有朋友，要彼此负责。
And may the splendor then be real. The splendor of Jesus be real in your life.
让耶稣基督的荣光在你生命里面是真真正正的显现。
And may the power of lawlessness wane. Wane, 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 and wane.
愿这个不法的能力呢变得越来越少。
Father, we thank you for the words of Paul that you've spoken through him.
天父，我们感谢你藉着保罗的说话去讲出来。
We thank you for this summer series on the Christian life in the letters to the Thessalonians.
我们感谢在这个暑期我们在帖撒罗尼迦后书提到基督徒的生命。
And as we embark or be on the verge of a new season, we ask for your blessing on our walk with you.
在开始新的一个阶段的时候，求主你去祝福我们和你的同行。
We know it's an uphill climb in a society that's lawless.
我知道在这个不法并不是代表说是犯罪。
And so please, Lord, have mercy on us. Shower us with your grace.
求主你去怜悯我们，将恩典去临读给我们。
Enable us to be light in a dark world.
让我们在这个黑暗里面去成为光。
We thank you, Lord, for Jesus, and we ask all of this in his name. Amen.
我们感谢耶稣基督，奉主耶稣基督的名义求。阿门。